Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, our weekly look inside UVA athletics. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and my guest on this rainy morning at the McHugh Center is Micah Kaiser, a redshirt junior on the Virginia football team. Micah, this is your second appearance on the show. Welcome back.
I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
So how's your summer going?
It's been good. Got to go home, see the family, get rested up, but I'm glad to be back here working to get us to a bowl game and hopefully to an ACC championship.
So I believe the defense is the 6 a.m. workout group, right?
That is correct.
Were you guys out in the rain today?
No, because of thunderstorms, we actually got to go inside today. We're usually a you-don't-mind-it-don't-matter type of team, so we're usually out there, rain, snow, sleet, sun, whatever. But today, we got a break.
The new coaching staff is not afraid, as you know, to break from tradition. And we saw that again after spring practice ended when the McHugh Center locker room and weight room were closed to football players. I think the idea was for players to get some time away from the coaches and the McHugh Center before returning for summer school this month. How did you spend that time? Did you head home to Baltimore?
Yes, I was home in Baltimore the whole time. Got some of my mom's good cooking. Got to hang out with my brother and my dad, so it was good to be home.
I know Coach Wintrick laid out training, you know, plans for every player. Is it difficult to train as hard on your own as it is when you've got a coach and your teammates kind of pushing you here?
It's hard to train on your own just because it's way easier to just work out with your friends. And, like, here, we're all close, so you're pushing each other. But at home, you have to be really, you know, mentally dedicated to doing it. And so, yeah, when I was at home, I would just, you know, run a lot by myself. I played a lot of basketball, lifted a lot of weights. So I just try to stay active. And it's definitely been paying off for me so far.
You're now past the midway point of your playing career here with two seasons under your belt. Does your role on the team change when you go from sophomore to junior?
Definitely now I'm looked to as more of a leader. Last year as the season got going and, you know, I made a few plays, a lot of guys started looking to me more and more. And but at first I was kind of reluctant to step into that spot because I felt like I had to prove myself. And now I feel like I've proved myself pretty well and guys are looking to me to be a lot more vocal. So that's one thing I'm looking forward to doing this year, being more of a vocal leader.
Virginia's base defense your first 3 years here, the first of which you redshirted, was the 4-3 in which you played middle linebacker. In the 3-4 you're playing now, you're one of two inside linebackers. How have your responsibilities changed in this new scheme?
I'm still the Mike, so I'm technically still middle linebacker, I guess. Quinn takes a lot more of the guiding and like play calling on the field. They put a lot of
from safety.
Yeah, so they put a lot of the responsibility on Quinn at safety. But you know, I feel like I'm still going to be vocal and help Quinn because that's how I do it on the field. I like to be, you know, the leader, general guy in the middle. So that as far as playing, it's not too much different. Our D line plays more two gap, so there's a lot of stress on them. But for the most part, they're supposed to take up guys,
and they're supposed to free
me
you
and Zach up so.
To make tackles, right?
Exactly. I like that a lot. So
tell me about your position group. If I'm not forgetting anybody, the inside linebackers are you, Zach Bradshaw, C.J. Starker, Dominique Shepard, Giovanni Simmons, and Michael Gerchi,
and Sean Fitzgerald.
Sean Fitzgerald. Okay. Are you a close group?
We're pretty close. Coach Hunter's done a great job of just coming in and building chemistry with us. You know, me and Zach, we've been here for going on 4 years now, so we're obviously pretty close. CJ, he's my young son, junior, so we brought him along. He's been here for 2 years now. So Dom, Giovanni, Mike, Fitz, we're all close, good group. And that's one thing Coach Mendenhall staff's done a great job of is just building team chemistry, making everyone feel like they're on the team, making everyone feel special. So, yeah, we're definitely a close group.
You mentioned your position coach, Shane Hunter. He was a middle linebacker at BYU where he played for Coach Mendenhall. Have you seen any video of him from his college days? And from what I hear, he was pretty good, particularly late in his career.
So when we watch film, we'll watch a lot of BYU film, obviously, so – sometimes Coach Hunter will sneak a little play-in of him back in the day. We actually watched one of him this morning, And we were making fun of him a little bit.
Now, he wasn't the tallest guy. He's not the tallest linebacker out there.
Not the tallest guy. If you saw him, you probably wouldn't think, you know, Division I linebacker, but he's really tough and a smart player. So he's brought that to our meeting room.
He is a young guy. I think he's probably the youngest of the assistant coaches, 2011 college graduate. What's your relationship with Coach Hunter? And is it different? You've had in Coach Tenuta and Coach Archer two very experienced veteran coaches. Is it different to be working with a young guy like that?
Definitely. He's been a lot more hands-on in our personal lives. Texting us, sending us, you know, inspirational quotes, inspirational videos. Over the break when I went home in May, he texted me a few times, which is different. You know, we never really had that with any coaches, so that's great. And he played BYU. If you know about Coach Mendenhall and the way he constructs his staff, he likes to pick his guys that he's coached, guys that know how he operates. So having him is great because he's, you know, former player, former Mike linebacker, a guy that really worked hard. He really embodies everything that Coach Mendenhall wants out of a player, so that's great to have as a great example in the meeting room.
Of the linebackers who are in the program now, you and Zach are the only ones who made more than 12 tackles last season, which means the outside linebackers in particular are inexperienced. That group includes Malcolm Cook, Chris Peace, Eric Gallen, Corey Jones, Gladimir Paul, and Matt Terrell. What about those guys? For people who are not familiar, there are not a lot of quote-unquote household names in that group.
I mean, they're just like me and Zach were last year. You know, last year, me and Zach, Zach had like one start, and I had zero starts. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity for them. Malcolm Cook, he's, you know, a guy in my class, great athlete. Corey Jones, great athlete. Chris Peace, great athlete. Matt Terrell, great athlete. Like, these are guys that are just young, and they're waiting on their opportunity. And I think they'll make the most of it.
You've had nearly a full 6 months now in Frank Wintrick's strength and conditioning program. It's not – he admits that the way he does things is not the way every strength coach does things. What have been your impressions of his system and his philosophy?
I love it because it's all about football functionality. If you look at our team and the way we, you know, practice – what we do in the weight room is to get us ready for practice, get us ready for the way we're going to play in games. It's very unorthodox, I would say, because we don't spend a ton of time in the weight room. On average, the most, you know, when we're doing these off-season lifts, I mean, these off-season workouts, the most will be in the weight room is maybe 30 minutes. We spend a lot of time running, getting in shape, 300-yard shuttles, getting ready for practice. Come to practice and watch it, and you'll see, wow, you need to be in great shape to do this practice. So it's been great, and it'll definitely lead to wins, hopefully.
I wrote a story last week on speed training and some of the drills and techniques that Kevin Heiberger has implemented here. Have you noticed any difference in your ability to move on the field, whether it's a reduced 40 time or just getting around better?
I've definitely gotten a lot faster. I feel myself being a lot more, you know, powerful and explosive when I run. One of the big things that Coach Heiberger has been working us on is a lot of times when guys run, they like to overstride, and you think if you stride long, that's going to help you. But we've been focused on, you know, getting more steps in, being more explosive off the ground, and I've definitely seen that, you know, translate into the way I run.
People who've seen the team practice or workout know that the first period, the ready prep period, is an extended period. Somebody told me the other day that he just looks at that kind of as a workout in itself. It's not just quick stretching and on to the next stuff. Had you done anything like that before staff came in?
So, no, and it's interesting because when we first started winter workouts, we spent the first week only doing ready prep. So that we spent, you know, an hour doing ready prep, and now that's something that we do in 15, 20 minutes just to get ready for get ready for practice or get ready for the workout. So it's definitely a way to, you know, get your motor going, get ready, get focused. And if you don't do it well, you'll do it again. And if you don't do it well enough, you can get flushed. And so last week we had workouts and we didn't even make it 5 minutes really into ready prep and we got flushed.
What does getting flushed mean?
So getting the worst word you'll ever hear in UVA football is flush. So it basically means that we didn't earn the right to work out, and so we did a bunch of up downs, a bunch of push ups. Didn't get to work out. Didn't get to do speed school. Didn't get to, you know, lift weights. And it'll definitely make you think about, you know, why you're out there, your purpose of playing football, and do you really value it and what you're playing for.
There is a huge emphasis here on teaching student athletes about proper nutrition with Randy Bird and his group. How much have your eating habits changed over your time at UVA? I mean, teenagers are notorious for living on fast food and so forth when they get here. Are you different in that regard?
I'm a little bit. I have a high metabolism, so I've been able to get away with a lot of stuff a lot of other people wouldn't be able to get away with. But definitely, you know, me, salt has always been a problem and managing blood pressure and things like that. So Randy, you know, introducing me to the DASH diet, introducing me to things I can make on the Foreman grill or things I can just make easily at home, things like beet juice, how that can help you. So definitely Randy's been a great resource for us.
Yeah, was there a tutorial on the Foreman grill the other day?
The offense had it yesterday, and we're going to have it today. So that was definitely a good purchase.
What about I asked someone about the beet juice in the spring. Said he never had a beet or beet juice. And now you do shots of it before practice, right?
So at first I was like, I'm extremely stubborn on eating and the way stuff looks or smells. I just can't take it. So I just didn't touch beet juice at all for a good 2 years I was here. Then last year, you know, I had, you know, my blood pressure had went up a little bit, and Randy was like, yeah, you know, beet juice is really great. And so I started trying it. I was like, wow, it's really not that bad at all. And it definitely was, you know, waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning and having the workout is tough. So it definitely was giving me a good amount of energy for the workouts too, which was great.
In addition to being the head coach of the football program, Bronco Mendenhall serves as the defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. When he's not available, Nick Howell does it. But what's it been like with Coach Mendenhall running the defense?
I mean, it's great because he tells you what he's expecting, and he, you know, there's no in between. Like, was I right? Was I wrong? He's going to tell you what to do, and you'll know what you need to do out there. He makes you feel very accountable about what you're doing. He, you know, he'll tell you that if I need to tell you what's wrong, or if I need to be the guy, you know, leading this, you probably won't be that successful because you're not really taking ownership in it. And so that's, you know, he always talks about, you know, in games, a lot of games is in-game adjustments. And he'll say, well, if we go to the sidelines and I need to be telling you who messed up, then that means you're not taking ownership about it. You don't know your jobs. And, he holds you accountable. He makes you – just the way we practice, you definitely feel very empowered and very, you know, strong-willed about what you're going to be doing out there. So it's been great.
After the spring game, I remember I asked you about one of Coach's favorite sayings, less drama, more work. Mm-hmm. For listeners who are not familiar with that phrase, can you explain what Coach means?
So a big part of our practice is will development period, and that's when we have to take the field perfectly, have to do our, you know, assignment perfectly, and then we have to basically do like a 40-yard sprint as hard as
insane.
You can. It's all out, and it gets hard, and, you know, if one guy messes up, it doesn't count. You go back, do it again. You know, somebody didn't finish through the line, go back, do it again. And so guys can start to get on each other, start to, you know, point fingers, start to yell. And it just becomes a huge drama scene. And so Coach Mendenhall, you know, he doesn't really raise his voice much. He just says, less drama, more work, less drama, more work. And it puts it all in perspective. And so, yeah, it's a great saying.
Of the players on the roster from the state of Maryland, there's still a sizable group from Good Counsel High School, but the Gilman contingent has shrunk to one. Micah Kaiser, have you talked to the coaches about swinging by your old high school?
Definitely. I tell them, you know, I try to tell them what's up in Baltimore and the Baltimore scene. I got my ear to it. I know a decent amount of coaches still in Baltimore, so hopefully we'll get some more Gilman guys and Gilman program guys in the program.
You're a redshirt junior in terms of football eligibility, which means you're in your fourth year here as a student. What's your major, and where are you academically in pursuit of your degree?
I'm a foreign affairs major. I don't have a lot of credits, you know, left remaining. I have one more class that I need to take for my foreign affairs major, and I'll be pretty much done. I'm basically chilling this next year.
Have you thought about a graduate program here?
I'll probably do the higher ed program my fifth year.
So football obviously occupies most of your time here, football and studies, but what's your favorite UVA team to follow outside of football.
The lacrosse team. I used to, you know, play lacrosse back in the day, so I love following the lacrosse team. They're great guys on the lacrosse team, and there's even some Gilman guys on the lacrosse team.
I heard you mention basketball earlier. Who were you rooting for in the finals?
LeBron James, all the way.
Just him or the Cavs?
I mean, I'm a really big LeBron fan. I feel like people give him a hard time, but for you to be a child star like that, you know, and be the type of example he is, and to live up to the hype, I think it takes a lot of credit.
I am old enough to remember the Baltimore Bullets. Mm-hmm. When I was a boy, are there Wizards fans in Baltimore, or is it just split among
everywhere? I'm not a big Wizards fan. I mean, they're all right. I've been to a few games, but I'm more of a Ravens-Orioles kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, Micah, thanks again for your time. Good luck training this summer.
Thanks for having me.
It's still a quiet time of year for UVA athletics, but that won't be the case for much longer. For information on all of our teams, check virginiasports.com, and I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, thanks for listening.